Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Clap, clap. Why did you do it twice?
You just said clap, clap. Wait, why are you laughing? You gave an instruction, I did it, and then you're laughing at me.
You clap. All your instructions.
Clap, clap. Simple.
I just asked you to clap.
Withdrawn. Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done. You said clap, clap.
I just meant like clap. Come on, clap.
Oh, one per hand?
Oh, God.
How can that be? That's the craziest thing.
That is the craziest thing.
Cannot say clap, clap for one.
This is the what sound makes dads clap. More fun.
Just one. Oh, segue. I like the segue. I was going to ask you what this episode's about, but now I know. You just brought our conversation from upstairs to downstairs.
Yes. Why did dads get to be so much more fun?
What is this?
What are you
doing? How can we do this?
What?
There's eggshells all over the floor. How is a man supposed to walk in this? This is the eggshell episode.
How come dads get to be so much more fun than moms?
They don't.
Like, when does that happen? Why is it that the moms are responsible to make sure that everybody's eating?
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted. Follow here for subscribing. If you like what you see, you can subscribe. But it's going to be a hot one today. So recently,
yes,
our kids told Sheena that I'm a fun dad. And she's not a fun dad. And she's taken that not literally, but figuratively.
That is not the way that it went.
What did they say? I forgot what they said.
They said they wanted to go with you in the car.
Yep.
We went to the show.
My car, the roof comes off. Her car, roofs don't come off.
They wanted to sit on either side of you. They wanted to throw me to the end
at
of the
a comedy show. When they go to concerts, guess where they sit.
But just why? Why?
Why?
I just want to know.
I beat them every day.
Why the moms get this bad rep of like being the annoying mom, and the dads get these cool, like, do they know what I do for a living? I'm so cool.
Yep.
But yet I'm not cool to them. Why? Yeah. I would really like to get to the bottom of this. Like, I shared my body with them. Yeah,
you say things like that. That's why. And you're not laughing like this when you're telling them things. You're saying things to them.
I
like,
do laugh.
I shared my body with you. You better text me every hour. No one's going to text you every hour.
I want simple communication.
Yeah, but the irony is the issue.
Yes.
Is the communication, and you're asking for communication. So yes. It's a little bit of a.
But why don't dads ever feel the need to request communication?
We don't talk to our children. We have no problem not speaking to them.
It's
that's the issue. You have these crazy expectations that they'll talk to you. Who has such high expectations? I have no request for communication.
You have to talk in a family. You have to talk to people.
No, you go, you pick them up, you look at them, you talk, you throw them down, you leave. Treat them like a pet gerbil. That's how you must treat your children.
No.
This is they're not in a cage. They're fine. You let them out sometimes. They run around. They poop here, there. It's fine. You clean up. You put them back. True. You say you're so cute. You pet them. You put them back in the thing.
That's not
And they
true.
Run on a wheel for a while. Then you pull them out to play
it's
again
moms
later.
Moms that take this responsibility so seriously that we have to help these children grow into kind, responsible, compassionate human beings who know how to communicate. Like, I think it's my responsibility to teach him to communicate so that his wife doesn't hate me.
I think you are overplaying the portion of the game, kind ma'am. Like, you're an extra. You think you're going to be up for a movie. You're an extra. You're like, they won't even put your name. They'll say lady shouting on cell phone. Like, that will be your thing. So just be lady laughing on cell phone. That's the only impact you're going to have on their lives right now.
I know that I'm giving
myself It's done. We've done our jobs. It's finished. Our gigs are done.
No, our gigs are not
done. Yeah, they're so done.
No, they're not.
If right now we disappeared, okay, as scary of a thought.
I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
If
Is that my bracelet you're wearing?
No, it's my bracelet.
I started wearing jewelry.
If the kids are hungry.
Can I borrow that while you're telling the story? I want to try. Is that expensive?
A little.
That looks like it's... Oh, you know you can't say unisex anymore? That's like such an old person term.
Why?
I said, is this unisex?
Who did you say that
sizing in
to?
A store.
Yeah.
And the lady's like, excuse me, sir, your boomer is showing. I like this bracelet.
Are you taking it?
It doesn't fit me, though.
It's too tight.
I'm going to try it. Okay, go ahead. Tell your story.
I forgot my story.
Yeah, why do you care so much about your kids?
It's important to me that they eat good food.
They
so,
do.
Like, yesterday, he was hungry after the concert.
Yes.
Not the concert, the show.
Yeah.
He was hungry and he wanted to stop to eat, right? And we told him, no, we're not going to stop to eat. We're going to go home because we have food that we, like, fresh food from home.
No, not fresh. We've eaten it for 3 days. You forgot a key part. We had it lunch the day before. We had it dinner the night before.
You had it for lunch that day.
So they had it the night before for dinner.
Yeah, it was leftovers.
And then this was the second dinner.
Yeah, but instead he wanted pizza.
They just wanted anything else. But on principle,
yeah.
You said, hey, we have food at home.
Yeah.
So when he came home, he got trapped.
His grandmother said that.
Yeah, so he got trapped. He came home. He's like, I'm just going to eat a yogurt because I don't want to eat this.
Yeah.
And then we pushed him on it.
Yeah.
We said, oh, no, we have food at home. You said you were hungry. Why aren't you eating now? We have all this food. And instead of saying, I don't want to eat that.
Yeah.
He just started. He's not good at the covering up lies yet. He's learning.
Yeah.
He's very poor at it.
Yeah.
So then he just said, oh, I was hungry an hour ago. Now I'm not feeling hungry anymore. And we're like, you're such an. I'm disappointed. That's when I feel disappointment. When my kid's not quick enough to understand where he stumbled. Yeah. And it happened even today.
Yes.
Yet you catch him. You're like, haha, I trapped you, you fool. And then you'll argue with him, like, as if you're equals. You're not equal to your kids. You're Geppetto. Stop being Pinocchio with them. You're not Pinocchio. There's no strings. You play the strings.
You play all the games with them, and I have to catch them in these stupid stories.
I'm not playing games with them.
Yeah, you get
I'm just living life with them.
I know, but you get and to I don't be the care. Fun dad that
no.
says, I don't care if you eat pizza or if you eat pasta or if you eat whatever
because what will
eat
happen
chips for dinner or...
what do we do when they go to sleep? That's what we did the night before. We didn't want to eat the food. We took out the salsa and we took chips and we were eating them, and then Zara heard chewing and she came down and she caught us having
true.
A party.
We ate dinner before,
but we still didn't eat more of it. We went and we ate the junk food.
Yeah.
We do the same thing. What do you expect from them?
We don't do the
we same. Do the same thing. I do the same thing as them. I'll openly admit it. You want something for them that you don't do yourself.
No, that's not true.
We want our kids to be better versions.
Yes.
And in our pursuit of doing that, I think parents go too far.
Okay.
Let them be kids.
Yeah.
Like, let them make mistakes. We make 1,000 mistakes.
Yeah.
And when I see the mistakes our kids are making, I don't care about those mistakes because they're so good overall.
Yeah.
But there are moments where you and Jay get caught in these like rams
there's,
with their
listen,
antlers.
There's things.
And Zara and I, next time you're fighting with them, just look at me and Zara.
I know you guys were playing rock, paper, scissors or something.
We try to figure out whether we have snacks.
What does that mean?
If there were popcorn, we would sit there and we would eat popcorn and watch YouTube. I asked her, do we have popcorn? She said, no, we don't have popcorn. If you buy popcorn, we will
sit there and eat.
Microwave it. It will take 3 minutes. It'll pop. It'll come out. You guys will still be going. We'll sit there. Because you two have to be right. With me and Zara, we don't care. We're like, it's
not
fine.
A question of being right.
It is.
No, it's not.
You're trying to teach him.
Yes, because
he's trying to be right.
I feel like it's my responsibility to teach this child.
Who are you to him? What are you trying to teach him? Let him learn himself. Doesn't need lady on the phone laughing. You've already taught him.
I know that like in 5 years or 10 years, I'm not going to be there for him all the time. And I'm not going to be as involved in his life and in his choices and in his decisions. But now at 14 years old, I still feel, and 11, I still feel like we have to be responsible for certain decisions. Like when they're hungry and they come to me, they don't come to you.
You have a real moment.
Okay.
Do you want to be involved in 5 years in those decisions?
In 5 years?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to be involved in those decisions, but I want them to feel comfortable.
But do you want them to come to you?
Yes.
Then this is not the way. That's the truth.
Yeah.
You're not going to go to seek guidance from somebody who you're nervous is going to call you out on your small foot faults.
Yeah.
And if they want him to reach out to you in five years.
But it's not about calling them out.
I'm just saying you're not doing it for that reason.
I agree with you. I think fundamentally you and I agree that they're not going to come to you if you're catching them on all their little things. But you have to teach them the little things, the good little habits.
You taught them.
I may have started teaching them, but I feel like this is the whole premise of this like thought that I had. Like, why is it that moms take that responsibility so seriously and dads let go of that, or they have the ability to let go of it so quickly? There's a fundamental difference between men and women. And I'm not saying that I want to be involved till he's 18, 19, 20, 25, 30.
I want
to
be involved forever.
I want to
but I cannot be if I
don't want to be involved to the point where they're coming to me and saying, make this decision for me or do this for me. I do not want to be involved. I want to be a sounding board or somebody that they can lean on or somebody that they can come and throw ideas up with that we can have conversations about, yes. But if they don't learn communication, like that, it's important to like check in with the people around you. They're not going to learn to keep these people like
I don't agree with that, because you think because when something's perfect and they don't think of you in that moment, they don't know how to communicate.
Yeah.
They're having a fun time at a pool with their friends.
Yeah.
There's no reason to think about your mother at that moment.
Yeah.
When you fall and you hurt yourself, you think about your mom.
Yeah.
But you don't think about your mom just because your mom said you have to think about me. I'm not saying you said that.
I'm just saying
for a kid to leave a party to go check in with their parents means the parents have hardwired, I need to be part of your every experience.
Like, I don't agree with that. But I'm not trying to hardwire.
I know you're
anybody.
Not. I didn't say you are. I'm just saying for a kid to leave that environment to go say, oh, it's like setting an alarm, right? Like, okay, I have to take my medicine. I have to do this. That pattern is not one that's in our kids. Like they don't have that. And I personally don't think that's healthy.
Yeah.
I don't think it's healthy to have in the back of your head an alarm clock. To me, it's the same like, you know when we're flying the next day?
Yeah.
And you can't sleep that night before because you keep waking up because there's something you have to do?
Yeah.
I don't want to be that. What I want is to be a comfort zone.
Yeah.
Because you know what? In 5 years, the things you and I are asking them about now are so insignificant.
Yeah.
The things that are coming are real things. And if they don't feel that level of comfort to come to us, we are going to miss out on real opportunities where they need us. They will miss out on opportunities where they need us.
But I think that I think that there's a very, very thin line. It's a very fine line here.
I think it was
here.
Thin when they were five. Because when they were five, I would still care less than you. Okay?
And
the line gets thicker as they get more independent.
I don't agree. I think that there's a very, very fine line here. It's a habit that you're forming also to like check in with your people.
But what is checking in?
And relying on your people.
They're coming home. It's not like they've gone to Paris on an exchange trip. Like the guy's a bicycle right away.
But these are habits. Yeah, but it's
not healthy at all.
According to you.
Yes, but if one of your parents is not expecting you to text them from the middle of a pool party to say, hey, are you still there? Is my signal still? Like, what is he supposed to even tell you? Just tell me.
I'm saying is,
what would he say?
If a parent calls you.
If Zara messaged me at 2 o'clock, hello. At 3 o'clock, hi. Four, I would tell her, like, do you think I'm, like, did I do something today that made you think I'm about to leave?
No. What I texted him today was, hey, how's it going? What's your timeline looking like? I'd love for you to just check in with me and tell me what time you want to be picked up. Yeah. We're having dinner in about an hour.
Yeah, and he said nothing.
He did not respond.
So for me, if that were my communication,
yep.
My response would be, great, glad you're having dinner there and they're dropping you home. Done.
So I would it's never your problem. Do that.
Go figure it out now. That's how they learn in my head. I asked you, I gave you a chance, you ignored me.
Yeah.
Now, if you have to walk home, you have to figure this out.
Yeah.
That's the consequence for not checking my messages.
Yeah.
With you, there's a huge conversation, zero consequence.
No, there's
tomorrow there will be no consequence. I promise you. There's
no reason for it to be a consequence.
That's what I'm saying.
What my takeaway
boys learn like dogs. Go Google Pavlov. He didn't talk to the dog to explain the dog anything.
There doesn't just need to be consequences.
Ring a bell and put a spoon of protein powder
all
in his
I
mouth.
Did was try to use it as an opportunity to say, hey, when you're not home, please check in with me or read my messages and respond.
Yeah.
Like within the hour. That's
but
all
if you
I
guys
was trying
said it
to
like
say.
This, it's more likely for it to happen.
Yeah, it did not.
There's no
go
popcorn
this
like this. This is no fun. I wouldn't pay money for this. This is like a useless, normal, functional conversation. No one cares about those.
Yeah, it did not go this way.
When it's like this, all excited and like, rah, 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 then there's popcorn. There's a popcorn talk.
Yeah.
And he didn't think he did anything wrong.
That's the problem.
Ultimately, no, that's not the problem. That's where you have to be Geppetto.
The problem is they get defensive.
He gets defensive because he says, somebody told me something.
Yeah.
And you say, that's not my problem. And then you guys argue about facts that none of you can solve. And that's where the popcorn comes.
Okay.
And ultimately,
yeah,
if you argue with him about something like this, when he thinks he's right,
yeah,
our job is to not be right or wrong.
I know that.
And their job.
My job in that moment, or my desire for my job to be seen through, was to use this as an opportunity to say, hey, check in. Mm-hmm. Dude, check in. Like,
when you leave the house, we need to know what the hell is happening.
Exactly.
Like, am I picking you up? Am I not?
Exactly.
What's the plan?
You've been out for 5 hours. Like, I haven't heard from you. I texted you. I waited an extra hour. Now it's been six. I just want to know what's going on. Like, I'd like to pick you up to come home for dinner. Yeah. Just communicate with me. That's what I was looking for.
What was his response?
I checked my watch like 15 minutes before that. And then I checked an hour later and you hadn't messaged me. And then by then I had a plan from my friend's mom.
You still didn't go get the liar's belt. If you don't get the liar's belt, the liar's gonna keep belting lies. You know what they say, belt the liar or the liar belts
See,
the lies.
This is why the dads are more fun and the moms are more like, we get all like caught up.
But
in
when
the
we talk to them
yes.
for their, whatever was the Mother's Day or Father's Day episode,
yes.
they both said,
yes.
when it comes to the real stuff, I'm more strict than you.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're running around selling heroin to kids on the street. Like, what are they doing?
You Why like, do you go to one extreme to the other? Like,
because that's the equal to balance to what you were talking about today. It's the same equivalent.
No, it's not.
Like, you have a seesaw. It has to be balanced. Like, the as
I
insignificant
said
it is to text your mom from a pool party, that's as significant it would be if middle schoolers were selling heroin to each other.
Oh
it's about
God.
The same values.
No, it's not.
I think...
Yeah.
You are an exceptional mom.
Thank you.
You don't give yourself enough credit.
Okay.
You get tripped on these little things here and there.
Yeah.
And thank God both of our kids don't look at things that way.
Yeah.
They don't attack you for those little things. There are many kids who are very upset with their parents. Kids will never see the whole photo, right?
Yeah.
They can only see the little parts of it.
Yeah.
And you see things that you wish you did differently or better, and you attack yourself for it.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. You think, oh, dads are more fun. It's like, I don't know how all dads engage or how all parents engage with their kids. Like, obviously, we're sort of generalizing here.
Yes.
But I give myself a lot more grace than you do.
Yeah.
And because I don't look at the moment, I look at the child. And they're exceptional.
I agree with you. But I think in the grand scheme of things, yes, our children are exceptional. They are wonderful human beings. And I think we do our best. And I think, yes, you're right. You give yourself a lot more grace than I give myself. I'm a lot harder on myself. But I think that this is common in families where the moms are the ones who tend to ruminate. And the dads are the ones that are just like, whatever. They'll be fine.
Like the kids?
Yeah.
Are not going to, they're not purposefully doing anything to upset you.
No.
So
that's their job.
So,
like, they're supposed to do those things. They're supposed to learn. They're supposed to grow. Yeah. They're supposed to make mistakes. They're supposed to put pressure. They're supposed to challenge. I get it.
So take at face value that none of them is ever doing anything to upset you.
Yeah.
So they're out of the equation.
Okay.
Okay. So this idea of one of us is always the, you know, like the bad guy and the other one's not.
Yeah.
That's, if we've taken that out of the equation, that leaves only me and you.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Okay. Wait, should we take a break?
No, I don't want. I'm not taking a break. Not now. Take a break. Not in the middle.
This is a very heated... from our sponsors.
I don't even have sponsors.
I'm going to take a break for a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I actually have an idea for a new podcast.
What?
But it's going to be serious, so I can't have you.
So you want to hire somebody
else? I'm hiring
else?
A different podcast host.
Okay, when it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. You can use Indeed.
Did you just segue my thing into a commercial? Turned this into a commercial.
I did.
How'd you do that?
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored job posts help you stand out and hire fast. So you could have a new host for your new fake podcast in like very, very little time.
Wait, what's a sponsored job post?
Sponsored jobs put your post at the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you need faster.
So I should put a sponsored job post saying, looking to replace Sheena for a serious podcast.
If you want. It makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Can you put up the job post to replace yourself?
You want me to put up my own job post to replace myself?
Yes. I'll give you a discount code.
There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Sheena. Can I at least not be the one putting this post up?
I think you should with your code. You get a good price.
Just go to Indeed.com/Sheena right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Sheena. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Oh, okay. Great product. I mean, service. I mean, both.
Okay, go.
So, do you want solutions or do you want listening?
Headphones? I don't want...
Would you like me to put on my headphones?
I see what you're doing.
I've listened to last episode.
Yes.
Would you like me to just sit here and hold all the things that I think can help you and just listen to you and hopefully one day share those with you?
You have your own opinions and I'm happy to hear your opinions, but I don't think that you have a solution necessarily.
Oh no, it's a method here.
Okay, fine. But the method may not work. It's like your method is coming from the perspective of a man.
Yeah, no, it's guaranteed
to work. Of a father. Your perspective is not coming.
I'm showing you.
I want to talk to other women.
You want that. Oh, so you just wanted the headphones. Go ahead. No. Talk to everyone. Let's talk about it. Let's not fix anything. Let's just talk about it.
It's not a question of fixing or not fixing.
Do you want to feel like the fun parent or do you want to talk about being the parent who's not fun?
Are you going
to
pick up the slack?
I'm giving you the solution, but do you want to just not?
Go ahead. Let's hear what
ready?
You have to say.
Take the five things
that
make you feel.
Yeah.
Track it for a week.
Uh-huh.
Take the five things. You're like, why do I have to be the one doing this?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he do this? Yeah. He gets to be the fun and I have to do this. And give me those things and I'll do those five things.
Okay.
And then you like frolic with them like all fun dads do with their children. You take them to the casino with little people, eat ice cream. And go ride tricycles and paint rainbows on each other's backs. Because that's what I do with the kids all day.
Is that what you think? I think you're doing?
That's what we do. The fun dads. We build tree houses in the park and we drink soda pops.
And frolic.
And we frolic. You didn't know that? Wait, you didn't even know that and you still want to be a fun parent? Oh, this, it's so much better than you think. Because that's what we do.
Sure.
All day.
Sure.
So just write those things and I'll do them.
Uh-huh.
It's perception.
Uh-huh.
The only reason you feel like you're not a fun parent, they don't think you're not a fun parent.
Sometimes
you think that.
Sometimes they think I'm not a fun parent.
Just because you like, at
I'm
that
the
moment.
I'm the one who has to stop at the grocery store. I'm Why? The one, like, they don't want to get in the car with me. Because
Why do you have to stop at the grocery store?
Because
let's
look,
go one by one.
Groceries on the way
There's
home.
There's things on your phone that can do that for you.
I'm just saying.
No, but why do you do it? I'm not, I'm actually asking
because
you.
Because we
like,
need food.
Yeah, they bring it to the house now.
Okay, but then I just
or
still
I
spend.
Or I can go.
Okay.
You can say, oh, can you
so
go pick
for
this
a
up?
For the next month, can you just be responsible for all of the groceries in
sure.
the house?
Okay. I will order them now.
Okay. For and the month?
For the whole month. Oh every Monday, God. We're going to get the same stuff every Monday.
That's not.
Why?
It's not conducive.
Why is that not conducive?
Because
just
sometimes
be fun.
You have extra.
You want to be fun or you want to be the one who's controlling the amount of edamame in the house? Like, I couldn't care less if we have edamame
or
not.
But then we're going to throw away food.
So what?
No.
I'm fine.
No, I'm not fine.
Oh, I'm fine starving for 2 days if we don't no. have enough food. We'll go out.
Like your mom's here.
You want
She's going to say, I need this and I need
so,
this
and
I need
I'll
this.
Give her the app too. Be like, go nuts.
Okay.
You want things done a particular way.
Okay.
It's the control that's it's, the issue.
I really don't want to control any of this.
So then the
I
fun
just,
comes.
The problem
when you
is
let
I,
go, the joy is a flow.
Women have to be responsible.
No, you don't.
Yes.
That's a fallacy. This is like when my mom comes.
Okay.
She's like, oh yeah, I'll do this, I'll do that. And I'm like, you know when you're not here,
yeah.
we don't just sit on the floor and like cry, right? Like, oh, when is my mom coming? How am I going to do this? It's the same thing.
No,
as,
it's not the same thing.
As hard as this
thing.
Is going to be for you to believe.
It's not the same thing.
When you
thing.
Travel.
Yeah.
The three of us,
yeah.
we don't just like put tents up in the living room and build forts and eat cheese. Like you think that's what we do.
No,
but they actually go to school. I go to work.
I leave you food in the fridge.
No,
yes.
you don't. We don't even know. It's still there. We don't eat the food you leave.
Okay.
Like you don't need to do those things.
If I'm traveling and you decide that you're not going to eat the meals that are left in the fridge,
yeah.
that's fine. You can order out. You'll get pizza 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. You'll get takeout, whatever. But on the fifth day, you're like, I don't want to eat takeout anymore.
So we'll figure it out. The point is our kids,
yeah.
they don't even need me and you to yeah. do that. Yeah. I have full faith in that statement.
Okay.
If you and I left for a week,
yeah.
I have no doubt
yeah.
they would be fine.
Yeah.
They can make things. They can order things.
Yep.
They will have fun. Yes, it won't taste great the first time.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But you can't expect things to go a particular way and let go.
Yeah.
You can choose. And I think for a lot of these issues come down to underlying assumptions that things have to be a particular way. And then you put yourself in a situation where you're like, well, someone has to do this.
But it's true.
It's not.
Someone has to take them to their extracurricular
okay, so
activities.
I, for the next
someone
week,
has to.
If you cannot do it, again, yeah. when you're not here,
yeah.
they go to everything.
Yeah.
It's not that they don't go. It's not that we just sit and cry. Oh, we can't go today because mama's not here.
Yeah.
It's not convenient.
Yeah.
Yes, I have to call a neighbor and say, hey, can you pick Zara up? I can't take this one. Or I'm at the office. Or I work from home and I have to shuttle back and forth.
Yeah.
But we've done all of these things.
Yeah.
You remember that show Wife Swap?
Yeah.
Where they like take a woman from like Manhattan who's
yeah.
like, she's like, oh my God, it's Thursday. I have to go to Chanel today. And they swap her with like the lady from Kansas who like
yeah.
runs a ranch.
Yeah.
Do that. Take all the things you think you have to do and just don't do them.
Yeah.
Like what would happen?
Like it's not that I think that I'm indispensable. I have understood that everybody's indispensable. I just think that when a family is functioning a certain way, there are certain people that take on certain roles.
Mm-hmm.
And more often than not, it's the moms that take on the role of like responsibility. Can I order pizza or takeout or whatever a couple nights a week? Sure. Is it the best option for our family? No, it's
but
not
does it
a
make
healthy
you feel good or bad. That's my question.
The kid, we've tried those things and the kids complain. They complain to
they
me
can complain all
about
they want.
The meals that they ended up getting
they
because
like,
they weren't like my meals.
Look, my message to them is the same up to a dog. Eat what's there or don't eat. That you, why are you laughing at this?
Because
it's the
not
truth.
Animals.
So they can either eat the fresh meal or they can shut up. When I'm with them alone and
yes.
that's the option,
yes.
they're going to eat that.
Yes.
They don't even bother to try to get out of it. Yeah. They're just like, oh, this sucks. I'm like, I know, this is really bad. I hate this too.
Yeah.
Oh, put another bout and like bite in your mouth.
Yeah.
They have all kinds of issues with me. This whole episode feels a little bit like I have the solutions. I don't have the solutions. Yeah. I'm not talking about like who's a parenting one way or the other. This is literally about your feelings.
It's not only my feelings.
No, from my standpoint, it's like I want you to feel better. I want you to be easier on yourself.
It's a bigger question. It's why is it that in a family that is generally pretty happy, I think our family is pretty happy, why is it that there's always still one parent or one person?
There isn't always. That's the why. The real why is, why do you feel that way? I think a less volatile way would be to just say, hey, you know what? These are things that you might expect I would do, but I can't do them this week or today. Or you know what? This makes me sad.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to do this. This does not bring me joy.
Yeah.
And that's an easy way to reallocate.
Yeah.
I won't know, like going back to last week's episode, I don't know what I like. So I don't know what you don't like and like.
Okay.
I made that very clear last week.
Yeah.
This whole idea of knowing who you are, I don't know anything. I don't know who I am. I'm wearing jewelry. I've never worn jewelry. Okay? So like this whole idea, I like that bracelet. I'm going to wear it.
Okay.
I have a mustache. Like I am very comfortable in the fact that people are always evolving.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to evolve, but this time is changing too, right? You have different things. I'm like, all right, when I saw some guy wearing these bracelets, I'm like, oh, that looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
Let me try that on. I saw a monk, probably a fake monk in New York when we were walking around. He said, here, wear this. I put it on. Then he gave me a voucher book and he pulled out a Venmo. So I tipped the guy and he's praying for my peace now. So I have to wear this. I have $10 a piece in this bracelet. So
did you really buy
that? I'm supporting some guy. I don't know. I think he's a monk or he's some like local who shaved his head and wore an orange blanket and came and gave me this. Okay. Either way, $10 of good stuff. How long does $10 of karma last? Like, I don't know how long, but I'm going to wear it at least for like 3-4 more days.
Okay.
I'm always changing.
Yes.
I've said this to you before. I find it hilarious when like you hear that's like comments. This is like older generation where parents kind of know what their kids like and dislike.
Yeah.
And I can hear, like I've had been in a room where you, my sister, my mom, your mom have been talking about what people eat and don't eat.
Yeah.
And at some point, the person they're talking about is me. And I was wondering who that was. Like, I actually didn't know. I was like, oh, yeah, I don't like that. Oh, but that's pretty good. How can that person not like that? And I didn't realize that you all four are talking about me. Because at some point in my life, I have liked or not liked certain things.
Yeah.
I can't even answer those questions the way you guys do. Like if you give me a quiz to tell you my favorite color, I don't know. But everyone else will know what my favorite color is, but I don't know. Like I actually don't have one.
I mean, I'd never make those statements because I know that you constantly are changing those.
Yeah, things. I don't know. It's not that I'm trying like to be a like, oh, you don't put me in a box. Like, I actually don't know.
You are.
I'm not trying to be like, I'm not doing it to be ironic, you know?
I think this is
like, oh, tell me, you can tell me my favorite color. My favorite color is yellow 4. It hasn't been invented yet. I don't know anything. I know we've done a really good job. I know they're doing an even better job. The majority of their time is not with us anymore.
Yeah.
They're in school, they're with their friends, and we've been really lucky to hear some really good things about the people they are when they're outside. Yeah. So this isn't about them. This is about you.
It's about like how you feel. I'm really curious to hear from other people.
I'm sure many people feel this way.
To know if I'm standing on a little island by myself, the only person feeling this or thinking this or experiencing this, but I really, really don't think that I am on my own here.
I guarantee you, you're not.
And I think that the answer is not always just like, oh, just don't care so much. Like, it takes many people to make things work. It takes many different personalities, and there are many different personalities in a family. And I think that it's pretty widespreadly understood and known that, like, one of the family members just becomes that default, like, the kids will come to you when they're hungry. The kids will come to you when they need a ride. The kids will come to you when they need something fixed. The kids will come to you when they need something organized or bought or blah, 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 whatever.
They do. They will follow.
If I say no, if I say I'm not taking care of this, yes, they will come to you.
But they follow patterns that are logical.
Yep.
Okay. And it'll be interesting to hear from people who are work from home, stay at home, yep. Both people leaving the house, both people at home.
Yeah.
I'm not physically visible to them.
Yeah.
The same amount of time as you.
Yeah.
If this conversation were happening without COVID,
yeah,
it would be even
more drastic.
So much more weighted towards you,
yep.
For all of those things.
Yeah.
But now where pretty regularly Monday and Friday I am at home.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more balanced, right? But ultimately, their entire lives, you have been responsible for meals.
Yeah.
So if they're hungry, if they came to me, we would have to take them to a doctor because they're not able to understand situations. Situational awareness, zero. They think they have four concussions.
But if they came to you, the answer is like, sometimes they'll come to you and they'll say, can we just go out and get a smoothie?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, let's go out and get a smoothie.
So what would you say? Like, what's the problem?
They won't even ask me that.
If they came to you and they said, let's go get a smoothie, what would you say?
I would say,
dinner's
yeah.
in an hour. Why would you say that? Go for the friggin' smoothie. Like, why can't you go for a smoothie?
That. I'm going for a
go
smoothie.
Go for the smoothie.
I'm going to hang up now and I'm going
to And I say that to them sometimes. If it's like, I'm like, why would we go for a smoothie now? We're supposed to eat. Let's go after.
Yeah.
But food,
yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
They're not going to you because you're responsible for their lives. They're going to you because they're like dogs. The dogs,
yeah, the dog.
Like Pavlov, yeah. They've learned when I go to mama, she gives me food. Yeah. They understood that. They want to buy command strip hooks to stick on the wall.
Yeah.
You literally go on Amazon and buy it.
Yeah.
They know you are very excellent at shopping from your phone. No. But they still ask me. There must be some couples whose houses are like complete fun house, right? None of the parents says no to anything.
Yeah.
It's like amazing for the kids. They're like being in the tree in the corner of the house. They're drawing on the walls. Like,
yeah.
Individually, they're all happy.
Yeah.
I rather that. I rather four people that are individually happy
yeah.
than three people happy and one person feeling like the reason this is all possible is because of the tremendous weight that yeah. they are carrying. Because I don't think that's fair.
Yeah.
To anyone. It's not fair to the person who's carrying the weight. And second, it's not fair to the other three for them to sort of feel like, oh, it's only because of your burden that this is possible.
Yeah.
Because it's going to happen anyways.
Yeah.
Maybe, again, remember you were saying before thin line, thick line? I think when they were younger, whatever you're saying is so much more valuable because they're so much more pliable then.
Yeah.
They were really learning core values. They were learning some really, really deep-rooted things.
Yeah.
At 14, like that gate closed.
Yeah. I don't think it's fully closed.
No, but I just like I'm learning, you're learning, we're all yeah. constantly learning.
Yeah. I we're personally
trying to put
feel
in
like
better habits.
I personally feel like women... moms in particular take those responsibilities much more heavily.
What responsibilities?
These small little things that you're saying the gates are closed, like that's not, they're already baked. I think that there are certain things that we take as our responsibilities for a little bit longer. Like I know that in a couple of years, I'm not going to even have anything to say with what he eats or where he goes. He's going to be driving himself. He's going to be doing stuff himself. He's going to be making decisions, making his plans. I get that. But now I still feel like it's our responsibility to teach them certain boundaries or habits or whatever it is. Or just like, maybe not teach is the right word, but just reminders.
Yeah,
like
guide
helping them. Guide.
Like you can suggest.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
These are suggestions.
That's
these
the
are
thing
not,
that changes.
We're not at the point where we can force our children to do anything.
I think you will forever be interested in what he eats. My mom is still putting food in my plate.
I don't want to be interested.
You can say
in,
that.
I'm not
going to
do that.
As a mom, you can. Okay, you may not do it. The point is, your kid's not going to stop being your kid.
Yeah.
Not at 18, you're going to wake up and go, oh, you're a man now, son. Get out. I'm never speaking to you about these things.
No.
I'm not saying it as a negative. I'm saying it's, I expect to be doing that.
Yeah.
I expect that, like, my daughter is going to always be my daughter. My son's always going to be my son. Doesn't matter if he's 6 feet and 200 pounds. He's still going to be my kid. And I'm still going to say, hey, you should eat this. It's good for you. Like, these are things that are innate in what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's almost like your view is hyper-focused now because they're young. You're like, oh, I'm going to help you figure this out. My view is more backed out because I think I'm thinking of this more as a marathon and you're looking at it more as a race.
Yeah.
And we don't know which is, like, you there's
need
no
both. I think you need to learn those little races.
Yeah, you're
you
never going to stop. Like, I think you're tricking yourself if you think you're actually going to stop at any point.
It's
caring
not a question
and communicating.
Of stopping. It's not a question of stopping. But I even now versus 5 years ago versus 10 years ago, as a parent, I'm holding a lot less of that responsible feeling, that responsibility. But I do feel like there is this, again, I go back to the reason for this topic or this conversation today is there is this gender difference in the way that we hold versus the way
is
that you hold.
Is it a gender or is it a... Just me and you.
Think like so. No, I think
you think there are a couple. There must be some couples where the guy is like.
Absolutely. There are definitely exceptions. But I think it's more common that you find moms will hold this
versus
dads.
You need both. You have to have both,
absolutely.
Ultimately. And they also have to learn to have fun.
Yeah.
And if you feel like you're spending a lot of time in the zone of, like, not having fun, then maybe one of my greatest contributions is to lighten the mood. And no one's stopping you from playing that role. But particularly for me, that's one of the most important things in life, to teach them that. Mm-hmm. So in a really weird way, I would rather have two parents leaning that way, like taking things not as serious, because I've seen a lot of serious. And it's not as good as the not serious. To me, it's not worth potentially changing the mood because of a foot fault that could be kind of a warning. But you and I are all, you're very compassionate.
It's helpful to have two different types of people raising kids. Like, you come with your set of things that work for you and things that you want to bring to the family, and I come with mine, and I think that our kids are a good balance of the two.
But we have to keep evolving.
Of course.
Like, I can't even explain to you, like I said, I don't come with anything. I'm not trying to instill anything because I don't know what I bring. Does that make sense? Like, I don't come to the table with some level of this is what the family needs.
No, but you grow up with certain things, and when you do the work on yourself, you realize that these things are triggers, or these are things that you wish you had as a kid growing up in a family, or these are things that you really appreciated about your family. And you want to make a mishmash of that for your unit. And I, like, there are things that I want to give our kids, like good communication tools or good habits for how to be contributing members of a family or whatever it might be. And I take that seriously. I take that responsibility seriously.
And if they do it 98% of the time.
Yeah, that's good.
You have
that's
to see it as good.
Absolutely.
You can't see it as, oh, today you didn't
but
do this.
I go back to thinking that these are things and thoughts and conversations that moms will deliberate over and over and over in their minds. They're not necessarily the kinds of things that dads will do.
Yeah, I for sure don't do that.
I know. You just kind of, you're like, okay, what's today going to be about? What's today bringing? Like, I actually have, I have these moments where I stop and I think, like, this is how I grew up. This is what I really appreciated. This is what I didn't. This is what didn't work. This is what I wish I could have changed. Here's how I want to evolve and what I want to do to contribute to this growth in this generation. Like, I have those thoughts. And I think a lot of moms and women do those. They have those moments.
I think on the big stuff, everyone has what
of
both.
Course.
Like, what worked and what didn't work.
Yeah.
And you learn from both.
Yeah.
it's a very, very difficult thing to draw that level of a roadmap of like, this is what I really liked, this is what I didn't like, and trying to find ways to guide them towards that with day-to-day actions that are like one-offs. It's on the positives is how I think it works. Like if you think the dinner together as a family, you know, once a week, even when people were older or more regularly when you're younger, is something that was good, I think the positive enforcement and reinforcement of that is good.
Yeah.
But to try to change the negatives, I think, is a lot more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're trying to teach on a one-off basis.
Yeah.
And it's almost impossible.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the follow-through. There's no consequences. It's like, it just, it creates, there's a lot of negative that happens if your teaching method is one that's creating conflict in and of itself.
Yeah.
And when the kid does something and it's challenging you, it's hard for that to not become like, you know, something that you could create a whole other problem that wasn't there in the first place.
Yeah.
I already shut this off. It's at an hour. I don't get paid overtime. This is bullshit.
Okay.
I'm supposed to go frolic, now making me sit here like a jack. I don't do this.
I'm going to let you stay down here. No, you can do all the serious stuff. I'm going upstairs.
There's no serious stuff.
No, I'm just going upstairs.
There's no podcast this week. That's fine. See, you just, there are consequences. You may not like them.
You're just not going to release.
I'd rather frolic than make a podcast.